Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Shirley Ajayi Show with Blog Talk Radio. Yeah, I've been out a little bit with a cold, but I'm back and I'm okay. I guess the summer and the winter, it can do that to you. So today our topic is on aliens. Are they real or not? I was just looking at the thing from NASA, you know, talking about something about being out in space. So I thought about my book, my screenplay, The Eluxor. Now, The Eluxor I wrote about a decade ago, and I thought it was a book, but it turned out to be a screenplay. Now, because of my bad experiences as a teenager, and because I live primarily in the area with so many high schools and junior high schools, like 8 or 10 or something like that, I decided to make the book about vampires as well as aliens, because we really don't know what aliens are like. So let me read to you, and this is copyrighted, the first intro opening scene. This is from the screenplay. Now, I also have a book, but, you know, that's being copyrighted at the moment. It is the outer planet. A large tree stood on the outer planet. It sets out in a grove. The trees looks like any other tree, except it's not. 5,000 feet beneath it is the grave of Septra Vampire of the Selene planet. Now, there is a lake where sailboats hang in the distance. 1,000 years ago, it was a cemetery where the tree stands. Septra accidentally awakes from 1,000 years sleep because of thieves foolishly removing the binding dead-eye diamonds that surrounded her tomb. Now let me explain that the dead-eye are one of the aliens. The Selene are the vampires. And then you have the Whatnots. The Whatnots are another race, alien race. Now you have a lot of characters, but we know for sure that the Deadeye and the Whatnots really hate each other. And they both get together, though, to fight the vampires. You know, when you got a common enemy, it's easy to get together. Although, usually, one don't do that. So, that's what's going on with that. So, let's see. Let's look into it and see what else is going on here. All right, in scene 1, I just gave you the intro. I couldn't believe my eyes. There were thousands of these glass babies. I just loosened a couple of them from the tomb. Action. Thief one stands near a light and holds up the diamonds. Thief two shouting, "You did not follow instructions. You were told to merely locate the dead eye gems. We have been digging for weeks now. Did you remove the diamonds from the coffin? Are you, let's see, from the coffin? How are we to stop the vampire witch from rising?" And then the thief two says, "They are specialized gems from another planet to stop the vampire. Notice how they were just around the outer edge of the tomb." And thief one says, "Wow, I didn't want any parts of these. I don't want anything to do with this. You spooked me. Let's get the hell out of here." Thief two says, "You got to go and put them back before we are made into peace meat. Our mission was to check on the vampire coffin and get paid." And then thief one says, okay, I'm going. Action. Thief one returns. Thief one, "When I got back, it was empty. I didn't do anything, boss. The tomb was open, but the diamonds were intact." And then thief two says, "Let's go. She's loose now. We're in big trouble. Better call this in." And then you fade out. Okay. Now that was the first scene. Can't tell you much more about her. But I can go to the next scene, since this is copyrighted, even though I wrote it. Now, there is a guy that hunts them. He hunts any type of weird alien stuff and vampires, and that's Sam Bitter. He's the CEO of the AAI. Lizzie Dash is the executive secretary of the AAI. And Aura Word is the profiler of the AAI. Okay. Fade in. Takes place in an immaculate office in Alexandria, high rise, on a beautiful desk made of glass. It's a picture of a wife and a row of outer space travel books and very expensive laptop computer. Sam Bitter on phone. "We don't have time for this BS. We got to employ Britain's finest MI8s to help us. They are on their way as we speak. Yes, Captain Iniko Oshoshi and Dr. Cinco Thomas." Action. He gently places phone on his desk. Sam Bitter. "Where is she?" Action, standing in the doorway. Or were, "Where is who?" Sam. "There you are. They should be at the airport by now." Lizzie Dash. "When you're ready, just stopping by for more information." Or were, "Another signing of you know who? Septra." Sam. "Really? Where?" Or were, "Come on. You know damn well she's in Newfoundland." Sam, "I thought she was in Nova Scotia." Oh, boy. "Don't, because we're on it. Now go and greet Captain Iniko Oshoshi and Dr. Cinco Thomas at the airport ASAP. Make them feel comfortable and welcome. You know what to do. The limo is ready for you now, and stop and more refreshments." Stop and get more refreshments. Dr. Thomas drinks red wine and is fond of chocolates. Captain Oshoshi likes to play chess. Or a word. You mean blood, don't you? Got that, Lizzie? Yeah, no problem. I already have blood from a blood bank. The reason why they had to have blood from the blood bank is because Dr. Thomas is also part alien. He's also part, he is part alien, but something else happened to him to where he needs blood. Anyway, they exit the building through a private elevator. Flashback with Orward and Dr. Cinco Thomas. This flashback will explain the way Dr. Cinco Thomas is. Orward wears a beige two-piece safari outfit. Or looks into her binoculars. All I see is mountains of sand. They look like pyramids. Are those green palm trees? Shit. She wipes her forehead beneath her wide-brim hat. Then she starts in the direction of the group of tall buildings and palm trees. Again, she looks into the binoculars. Or, my God, it's too damn hot. And my feet hurt, and I'm obviously walking in circles. On top of that, we are due for the vampire hunters to arrive. Action. The sound of a motor reached her ears. Dr. Cinco Thomas has on dark shirt and pants and has on dark shades and a hat. You look lost. Can I give you a ride anywhere? Or, of course, I need a ride. I got turned around about a mile ago. But who are you? I don't get in strange cars with strangers, Dr. Cinco Thomas. At this point, you are at the disadvantage. You seem quite hot and bothered. Not me. I am on my way to the plaza. How about you? Or a word. Yes, that is my destination. But as I said before, I don't know you, Dr. Cinco Thomas. That's odd. I know who you are, a woman who was overheated, near exhaustion, about to faint from heat, stroke. Get in, as I said before. Or a word. Okay, if you are at the plaza, what room are you in and what's the address? Dr. Cinco Thomas. That you could look up on the internet. I'm in room 1029, or word, looking closely at him. You are Dr. Cinco Thomas. One in the same. Let's go. Action. Aura slowly sits down on her shawl in his white, expensive two-seater. I am Aura Word, and you are 2 days early. Dr. Cinco Thomas, I know who you are. And yes, I am 2 days early. Can we have dinner tonight, say, 8-ish? Anyway, so that's the first two scenes. I'll give you a whole scene and half a scene. But the rest is very interesting, so listen in next week. Bye-bye now.